Hi. The Colin Mann and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I had the Care people over to the house last week to do a little routine checkup because the air conditioner is running a lot now. And I thought everything was fine, but they say, hey, there's a little fuse thing that's off here. We're going to replace it because if we don't replace it, your air conditioning is going to go out and it's going to be 100 and you're going to die. They didn't say that. They just said it'll be uncomfortably hot. And I said, thank you, Care Heating and Cooling. And thank you for sponsoring the podcast. And they said, who are you? And I said, I'm Anthony Rothman. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. I'm Jacob Reimer. The Guardians play in the first of a nine-game homestand tonight, hosting the Twins at 7:15. Cleveland enters tonight leading the AL Central by a game and a half. For the Reds, they're trying to snap a seven-game losing streak tonight, beginning a series with the Astros. Earlier today, Cincinnati activated left-hander Nick Lodolo from the 15-day injured list, and he will make his first start of the season. First pitch is at 6:10. News for the Browns today, they're placing linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah on the physically unable to perform list for the second straight year. This puts him out for the 2026 season. NBA playoffs tonight. The Knicks head to Philadelphia with a 2-0 series lead. The Timberwolves host the Spurs. Their series is tied at one game apiece. This update sponsored by Awake and 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awake and 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Visit awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Friday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man.
You're in a good, clean tracksuit today. You're ensconced in velvet.
Yeah, I draped myself in velour. I did. It's Tracksuit Friday. I texted you about it.
I was already dressed.
Everybody knows.
I was already showered and dressed. And
oh, you dressed?
I'm not going to disrobe and put on the tracksuit just because Timmy decides it's tracksuit day.
You undress.
No.
You're wearing a hoodie.
No.
You can de-hoodie and then throw on your favorite Adidas track jacket and get a little bucket hat action going.
No.
I say next Friday, everybody partakes.
Oh, is that what Mr. PTO says next Friday?
Mr. Disney World in February, Mr. Italy right after that.
First of all,
you used up all your PTO. We didn't even get to spring.
It wasn't Disney World in February.
Oh, sorry, January.
It was January.
right
and
after the turn
two,
of the new year.
It was 2 days.
2 days, my ace.
It was. It was 2 days.
And then with the Italy, we had the full week plus the extra day. I thought you were never coming back. I was going to write the obit.
I wish you did. I wish that plane just crashed right into the ocean.
What about your family?
Well, then we're all gone together.
What do you think happens?
I don't know. This is a deeper conversation. What was that noise? Sounds like the Minnesota Vikings horn.
That's what happens for Anthony. For me...
You go to the Metrodome when you die?
Or you go to the old Silver Dome where the roof got sliced off and all the bums and rats are living there?
That's the Lions. That's a different team entirely.
That's a different state, different team entirely, but in the same division. No, I think what happens is, at least for me, when I go, people that you liked, whatever, maybe they're there, maybe they're not. But for me, it's going to be... like an LED board, like a 4K, touchscreen board, and I can swipe through every golf course in the world And then I can instantly go there and pick my weather and pick my playing partners and just go to town all day long.
Sounds pretty good for you.
I think it'll be pretty good. Yep.
Sure, I think what mine would be.
A room,
comfortable
with a nice
chairs
chair.
And stereos.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Just some speakers.
That's
and
right.
A chair.
No one else is there.
And nobody.
Just me. Maybe
nobody.
Gabby Thomas is there. Frolicking.
Right.
Dua Lipa is there.
I mean, does the person have to be dead for them to be in your paradise?
I don't see why. I mean, it can be a representation.
Right. Yeah.
Of them.
It's just, I just need the image. Just needs to be there. Just some sort of account.
You know
of
who'd
person.
Be in my paradise? Panama Ted. How you doing, Teddy?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Got a big Friday program today. It's Go to Jail Friday. Get in touch with us on X at Man and Timmy 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. We're going to talk to a very special guest at 4:30. I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Oh, there's,
but it's a very special
something
guest.
Something special, something that's never been done before
in
the show's history.
That's all I'm going to say. 4:30, very special guest, and then pick your parlay at 5:00. And when I say pick your parlay, I mean you and Teddy do pick your parlay. I was not in the mood.
Not in the mood.
I'm not in the mood for pizzazz. I can't just fake it.
What kind of Friday are we about to have if you're not in the mood for
really
pizzazz?
Depressing Friday. Let me start the show.
No,
with this.
Let me start the show because I have a bone to pick with you.
I got a bone to pick with nature, but go ahead with the bone.
I have a bone to pick with this guy because we have a system, okay? We've been doing this for a long time. There are four chairs in the studio, and I don't know about all the other hosts, but we don't like to sit in a warm ace chair after someone's been in. I don't know what Matty Ice has been doing for the last 3 hours.
Matty Ice is
good
and clean.
Could have a very hot ace, though. He's good
and clean. It has nothing to do with him not being, you know, clean.
It's just a human body that's been sitting
degrees.
Here pressing down the seat cushion, and there's a perfectly good one that's been unused for at least 3 hours, maybe 6 hours or the entire day. So we swap them out, and you've got a parking space for that chair, so there's no mix-up, all mixed up, don't know what to do. So then I go and grab a chair, and I'm sitting in it now, and I feel like this chair has a hot ace. I feel warm right now. And I think it's because you don't know where you parked your chair.
I think I parked it in the right spot. I think maybe they had another guest in here on Rothman and Ice. Maybe Jerry Kramer showed up from the nursing home and he was sitting in the chair and got a little nervous and wet himself.
What, Jerry's like, Jerry's Poppy now?
I'm just saying.
Feel good, Jerry?
Oh, yeah.
Tired, Jerry?
No.
He was on yesterday. They had J-Lo on over the... He was the eye
maybe,
of the sky.
Maybe Jensen Lewis was in here and pissed his pants.
No, he's not peeing in his pants. He's professional.
Send an email to Fishy. I heard from people...
Stop it.
...that I pissed my pants.
Stop it.
I did not piss my pants. I don't know why. Jensen Lewis is
why
a Southern lawyer.
Why are you
lawyer?
Talking like Foghorn Leghorn?
I don't know why. I got a bone to pick with Mother Nature.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. You hate her.
Let me tell you something.
Cold, hard bitch.
I'm so tired of all these people talking about how we're just living in this perfect bubble. Everything belongs. Everything has a place in the ecosystem. I want you to tell me how anyone's life would be any worse if geese did not exist. I hate geese. I think I may hate geese more than anything else on earth.
Do you hate geese more than people?
I think I do.
Wow.
I hate geese. Don't
wow.
give me the ecosystem will break down if we suddenly lose geese. All right? There's plenty of ducks and other things to eat the worms the geese would eat.
What did the goose do to you today?
Oh, I hate them.
Well, they blocked every road on your
exactly
ride in?
Exactly what they're doing. They just stand there in the middle of the road and they stare right at you.
They're smug.
They just stare right at you and they're just bastards.
All of them. I had a situation because you can't hit a goose or else you'll be sentenced to death. Like, you can't get caught killing a goose.
They should all be dead. All of them.
Well,
I wish there was a Hanna virus for the geese that just took them all out.
Hanna?
Hanta?
Hanna? Hannah Montana virus?
Yes, it turns you into
no Miley Cyrus's anymore.
Buck tooth sloot.
She's kidding. He's in a buck tooth sloot. She got that raspy voice too. Oh my God, what was I saying? The geese. I was heading home the other day, and you know how they're kind of, you can gauge whether they're about to head out into the road. Not this time. These suckers were like 5-6 feet off the road in a little like water retention ditch that was right there. Right at the last second, flaps its wings, heads right out in front of the car. I'm going 30, 35 miles an hour, and I see them over there. There's no reason to be going any faster than that because that is the speed limit. And luckily, I'm on a road where I have a clear line of sight for a long way, so I know that I can jerk the steering wheel to the left.
Oh, you got that big Murano. Take him out. Take him out.
If I take him out, I'm dead.
You're not dead.
They're going to execute me.
Who's
going to
execute you?
They.
No, there's no
them.
They. Instead, there's a crowd of people on the side applauding you because you took out another goose. I hate geese.
What else did they do to you?
Oh, they're just nasty, do-nothing pieces of crap. At least ducks. Ducks are cute. They're in the pond. They mate for life. You got the boy duck. You got the girl duck.
Oh, I love a duck couple.
I have no problem with
a duck couple.
This has nothing to do with mallards of all kinds.
We got this duck in the neighborhood. She just stands on the neighbor's roof.
That's fine.
He looks like one of the little rooster wind thingies, the barometer.
It's pronounced thermometer.
One of those.
Uh-huh.
Just stands right up on top of the apex of the roof, just staring there. I don't know what he's doing. Watching over the gal? Maybe the little nest is down there. Maybe the eggs are there.
Maybe.
He's just keeping a lookout. Maybe he's looking for food. Oh, they're the best.
You know,
why are ducks that much better than geese?
You know what we need?
Because I agree.
You know what they call it when you kill a bunch of them? A cull.
A cull.
We gotta cull the geese.
Didn't we do that to the barred owls in the Pacific Northwest, the old PNW?
We culled them?
Didn't we kill millions
Why?
Of them?
Disease?
What? No, just way too many.
Way too many.
Like you said, it was an ecosystem thing.
Yeah.
This was something that was urged by like the U.S. Fisheries and Wildlife, blah, 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 whatever that division is. They said, go.
Think about how many people you can feed to when you kill all these geese. People eat geese. The Christmas geese.
Where's Eddie? Eats these things.
Oh, that's too refined for him.
That's too nice eyebrow.
The Jackets have some money to spend. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
I agree with you guys. Call them all. But we got to avoid westbound 270 on the north outer bell off ramp to southbound 71. That is currently closed due to an accident, so seek an alternate route. We also have a crash causing delay if you're on westbound 670 from Leonard Avenue to 71. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer. The Beat with Austin and Burb.
Sponsored by The Waterworks.
Daily on The Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We will see a mostly cloudy day as we head into the afternoon. Temperatures will soar into the upper 60s. Could see some stray showers out there, but the better chance of rain overnight tonight as our lows get down into the 50s. Things should start to clear out Saturday morning. Otherwise, we'll see more sunshine throughout the day, breezy winds, and highs in the low 70s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
I talked to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. If your windows have been giving you trouble, letting in heat, or the cold weather in the morning, because chances are you maybe you're running the heat in the morning, the air conditioning in the afternoon, driving up your energy bills, making it harder to keep your home comfortable. This is the time to take care of it before summer really kicks in. And right now at Universal Windows Direct, you buy two windows, you get two free, and there's no limit. If you need 50 windows, you only pay for 25. The more you upgrade, the more you save. Plus, 24 months with no payments and no interest. That's two whole years. And a $500 bonus off your home improvement project and a voucher for a free trip to Lake Titicaca.
With Teddy.
Yes, Teddy will take his motorboat on Lake Titicaca. That's right. Give him a call today for your free in-home estimate, 614-502-5220, or visit universalwindowsdirect.com, promo code Lake Titicaca.
I was thinking about, you know, you give me all this grief for having a couple of days of hard-earned PTO next week. I was thinking about maybe going up near Lake Titicaca and playing a couple of golf tracks.
It's not the fact that you're using PTO. You earned it. That's nice. It's the stops and starts. I just don't like it. All right, you were off on Wednesday. You're back.
That was a special circumstance. It was Jack's day.
What the hell does that have to do with anything? It's still you're not here.
I'm aware.
You think the listeners care about the special circumstance? All they know is your dumbass isn't on the air.
So you're gone
on Wednesday, you're back for 2 days, then you're off for three more days, and you're back for 2 days, and it's weekend time. It's just too much. It's too much fragmented Timmy. Don't like it.
What about him? What about Teddy, who lives off Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
Yeah, I'm on this side of the class.
Not essential. So
it's not a big deal.
Teddy is not essential.
No. Don't get me wrong. Of course,
I'm sorry, buddy.
Essential.
I think you're a very important, valued member of our team.
When it comes to the chemistry of what we do, the host and co-host relationship is much different than a host-producer relationship.
That's very nice of you to say. I take that as a compliment.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I only had one of you to save,
yes.
I'm saving Teddy in a heartbeat.
Yes.
You'd be
yes.
dead. But
Hey, I meant to ask you.
Hey.
You were finished berating me about the
I'm
PTO?
Never, the bit's never
was,
over,
was that,
buddy.
Was that done?
What is that a bit?
How did the thing go
what
last
thing?
Night? You spoke.
Oh, I did. There was a mental health town hall.
I was thinking about you last night, and it was too late to text.
In Dublin, where I live, and I had it at the rec center. It was very good. I mean, I don't know if I was any good, but...
But you didn't feel like, oh my God, what a disaster that was.
I mean, I always do.
I'm sure it was
I always
fine.
Feel it was
I'm
a
sure
disaster,
it was
but...
Then.
No,
Was it serious tone
yeah.
from start to finish? No little like icebreaker type of thing.
Not really.
Just kind of went into serious mode.
Yeah,
the whole
not
time.
Really. There was a whole mix of people there. A lot of healthcare people, a lot of law enforcement officers, and I decided not to work blue.
I just played
it right down the middle. Although I was thinking, because very rarely do we have a chance.
Don't
in society.
Don't say this
to really make
please,
an impact.
Please don't say what you're about to say.
What? You know what I'm going to say?
I think I do.
All right, I won't say it.
Please.
We were talking about it before the show. Timmy doesn't want me to say it.
Mike did a good thing.
All of a sudden, Timmy has some sort of moral compass. Don't do it, Common Man.
Which is saying a lot.
Don't make a joke on the show for all the peep-peeps.
Peep-peep don't work.
Jackets have some money to spend. So the salary cap finalized for $104 million for next season. So who has the most cap space based on that number? Well, the Penguins will have $45 million of free cap space. The Sharks will have $41 million of free cap space. And you have three teams with $40 million of free cap space. The Ducks, the Blackhawks, and
the Jackets.
Your Columbus Blue Jackets, the teams that don't really have any cap space. You got Montreal, they'll have $9 million, Vegas $4 million, Colorado $3 million, and they won't care one bit when they're holding the Stanley Cup trophy above their head. I know I called it the Stanley Cup trophy, and that's very stupid of me. Just yeah. The Stanley Cup would suffice. Let me tell you something, though, buddy. No one is beating the Colorado Avalanche. I'm telling you right now. I know people are happy about what the Carolina Hurricanes are doing, and they're going to sweep out the Flyers. That's nice. No one is beating the Avalanche.
That would suck for Carolina because they feel like they've been in this window here where they are doing just about everything but winning a Stanley Cup. But I do not feel bad for them. They won one just about 20 years ago, so they've gotten the taste of that. We are still trying to get one out here in Columbus. I do hope, as we all do, with what'd you say that number was? Just north of $40 million.
Yeah.
We got some guys on our roster, understandably, that we would like to keep and like to re-sign. I like the way that Marchment has played. I like the way that Charlie Coyle has played and fit onto this roster, the things that those guys can do.
I don't think Marchment's
offensively
gonna be
back. And defensively.
I think Marchment's gonna be gone. I think Boone Jenner's gonna be gone. I think there's still gonna be a lot of cap space to be used in addition to that $40 million number.
The Boone thing is a touchy subject, but I think most Jackets fans can agree they appreciate what he has done in the way that he has led and how many games for this franchise that he's got under his belt. It is simply a level of play type of thing.
As Bruce Buffer is known to say, it's time.
It's time.
It's time.
Yep. And then that would solve an issue of having to like take away a C from somebody and have that awkward conversation and to see how that could affect the mood or the tone around things. But you don't want to see, like we've done in the past, is go and severely overpay some guys that aren't getting to that level. You'd like to go out and bring in some real impact players.
We've
tried before, but it's blown up in our face.
The reality is, if you're going to bring in a big-time impact player, you're going to have to overpay because this is not a team that is a Stanley Cup contender today.
I'm okay a little bit with overpaying for an impact player. I'm a little less okay overpaying for like a mid-level player, someone that's just right in the middle of the free agent pool where you're like, oh, well, we got to have a second-line defenseman, so let's pay X amount of dollars per year just to get him so we can fill the spot.
Yeah, good. Branson's that guy.
If you're going to get a guy that you think can be a 30 to 35 goal scorer, open up the wallet, open up the checkbook, and use some
of that cap space.
I don't
with
care.
With Johnny.
Yeah, and they did it with Patrick Laine.
Well.
And that didn't work out.
No. Speaking of Johnny, Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel is apparently a professional fighter now.
This is just what we do, don't we?
He's going to fight social media star Bob Menery.
I don't know what that is.
Bob? In a bout airing on YouTube, Kick, Twitch, X, and TikTok.
What's Kick?
On May 23rd. Kick is INXS's album.
Was that a K-I-K?
It's very good. Right, Teddy?
Yeah, fantastic.
The bout will take place at the UFC Apex in Las Vegas with UFC CEO Dana White hosting the event. Okay.
Johnny's
talking some trash here. You want to hear him talk trash?
What is he saying?
Menery hits me up and says, oh, I'm sorry, it's Dana White who's saying that. Who cares?
This is
Menery, 38, rose to fame on Instagram by creating comedic videos and doing voiceovers. He previously hosted a podcast with the Nelk Boys, a popular YouTube group that has created content with White for numerous years. Look, man, maybe this is scratching somebody where they itch. Maybe your son Jack is in the wheelhouse here. He's, you know, 14 years old, whatever the hell he is. Is he 14 or 15?
Yeah, he is 14.
He's 14 years old.
I don't think he's in on this.
Maybe you go home and say, hey, Jackie boy, how about the Nelk Boys? do anything for you? And he's like, Dad, you don't know the Nelk boys? Woo, doggies.
But what about the Melk boys? They're just big Melky Cabrera fans.
That's
and they
correct.
Dance around all day.
And it's also how my wife pronounces milk.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Melkers out
Buy
there.
Buy me some milk.
The Melk. But
and then go measure something.
This is not the first time, and this is not going to be the last time that we have these ex-athletes stepping into fighting. We've had Herschel Walker do this, although he's been more of a serious move to it, even though he was like 55 years old when he started. But anything that you can wrap around entertainment, and if you can get one of the brothers, why am I blanking on the guys that
Logan Paul.
The Pauls, yeah, Jake Paul
and Logan Paul,
These guys that strike it rich on YouTube and then, you know, go into this fake fighting career, go for it, I guess. I'm not going to be the one that is jumping in to watch it. Especially if it's going to be something that's pay-per-view, so it better be on
Daddy,
something that's free.
Excited about it?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Don't care. Johnny Idiot Face.
Thank you. High school football in the state of Ohio has been saved. I'm going to tell you why in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got stop-and-go traffic that's causing about a 15-minute holdup on eastbound 33 from 270 to Gender Road. And be aware of a slowdown due to a crash that's on West Broad Street at Glenwood Avenue. This report is sponsored by Custom Air. You're not just a homeowner. You're also an air conditioner that only works sometimes, owner. Instead, you need cooling built and tested to keep going. Luckily, there's American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard. Visit CustomAirCo.com for your estimate today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dan and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Remember that funny line from Christmas Vacation?
Clark, it's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
Well, these morons keep jamming them down our throats, so they're not funny anymore. Here's Man and Timmy.
Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. Cleveland Brown weekend gets things started. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Then it's Tee to Green with Skip Mossick at 9 a.m. I don't know where Skip's going to be, but it's going to be fabulous. And Fan Sports Saturday at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning with Tito and Rhyme Time. Then we'll have some Reds baseball for you coming up at 3:40. That's tomorrow here on The Fan.
Skip was just another guy that was upset with me. He heard the conversation about Hyde Park, and he was just there yesterday. So he was texting me photos.
Yeah, he managed to...
of his completed Ryan Day ribeye.
Order a steak and eat it all because he's an actual man, unlike the little girly boy sitting to my right.
Well, I'm sorry, okay?
You should be sorry.
I'm sorry.
You're
it can't
a sorry
be perfect.
Excuse for a human.
I wasn't, I know that. I wasn't hungry enough to finish it. And by the way, I had delicious steak for breakfast
will
the next day.
Will you stop with your breakfast steak?
No, I will not stop with my breakfast steak.
There's nothing better.
And you know what?
Yeah, you know what? In
and
a vacuum, breakfast steak is fine, but it's not as good as the fresh steak from the night before.
And I got to enjoy that fresh steak the night before. And I filled my belly, and I was a happy little camper, and then I went home, and I had a good night's sleep, woke up, and was looking forward to the delicious steak that I was going to slightly sizzle in my skillet and have some fresh cracked brown eggs.
How big was the steak that you couldn't finish, by the way? Was it like one of these huge 24-ounce steaks?
That's right.
No. How big was the steak?
That big.
How big?
22 ounces.
It was not, you lying bastard.
It was the 14-ounce Urban Meyer New York strip. It's a nice, thick, juicy
Urban
steak.
Urban Meyer would
what?
Be ashamed
would he
of you. He'd be ashamed of you, and he would not grope your ass crack. Be ashamed of you.
Have my ace look in these pants
today. Let me
today.
Tell you something, man. You are getting to Tyvus level right now.
Yeah.
You're up to a 38 waist, and when you put those
in Puma pants.
I don't care. When you put those velour track pants on, there is significant jiggling in the back. It is juicy.
I need to get some pants say juicy right on the ace.
Take a bite of that nectarine. Let the juices run right down your chin.
Oh, nice. Take it to the farmer's market. That plum, nice and juicy.
Farm to table.
With a bluish hue.
Hey, high school football in the state of Ohio has been saved. You know, anytime I'm told that we even think about scheduling an Ohio State football game on a Friday night, the entire world ends.
We can't have Halloween.
No, there's no Friday. Halloween. There's no high school football. There's no recruiting that can possibly take place on a Friday night. It's all just terrible. But Fox has released all their Friday night games for the year, and I'm looking down the list, and you'll be happy to know that Ohio State does not make an appearance. So for another year, high school football's been saved. Here is...
Well, when was the last time we even had a Friday night game?
I don't know.
But it's been a number of years.
We're just going to bitch and moan about it anyway.
We're going to bitch and moan, and they're never going to put us back on Friday because they can do all the big noon kickoffs they want, but I would at least think that Ohio State's got the flex to not have to play Friday night football if they don't want to.
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me either.
Here we go.
September
4th, the opener, Fresno State at USC. Then the next week, it's Missouri at Kansas. Hey, your guys.
Let's go Jayhawks.
Then it's Houston at Texas Tech, Northwestern at Indiana. See, the champs got to play on Friday night. Indiana's the champs. They're playing on Friday night. Penn State at Northwestern. Penn State's got to play on Friday night.
Penn State sucks.
Iowa at Washington. What are all the farm hillbillies going to do? That's the night they go out and have sex with the cows in the fields in Iowa. What are they going to do?
You get arrested for that?
Washington
hope so.
At Purdue. Nebraska at Illinois. Illinois at UCLA. Oregon, Michigan State. West Virginia, Utah. And then the Mountain West Championship wraps up their Friday night programming. That is the season Friday night on Fox.
Look, Friday night is... It's obviously like any new day or new window that they look for. It's just another money grab. You're just trying to get more games, more inventory on national TV.
Money grab.
That's what
Ohio
it's about.
State took home $91 million for the last fiscal year.
Well, you know what?
And it's some because people, of this television deal.
Some people project that if they were able to go out and do their own thing, just say like Duke was in the news, and this will actually be interesting to follow because the last time we talked about this, the lawyers from the Big Ten Conference were getting involved. If you guys didn't see that story, the Duke Blue Devils, I don't know why I had to tell you they're the Blue Devils, the men's basketball team.
Well, thank you.
They signed on a little 3-game deal with Amazon Prime. They took 3 of their non-conference games because you would think
some controversy
the conference
over
games
that, though.
I would think that even for the other two, because the way I understand most of these collegiate TV deals, it's not just your conference games that they have the rights to. I mean, don't you see all the other Ohio State men's basketball games on the Big Ten family of networks, whether they are conference or non-conference games? Now, sometimes that can depend on if you're playing a true road game in the other building, or it could be a neutral site event that has a specific TV provider. Gee, the CBS Sports Classic. I wonder who's going to have that one.
Yeah, because most of the time, Ohio State's not able to jump into these tournaments that aren't on an approved network.
Sure. And it's why some people couldn't play in, say, the PK Invitational, because they're not Nike schools. Those affiliations matter for certain non-conference multi-team events, the MTEs, as they call those. So it will be interesting to see if Duke gets to even do that when it's all said and done. But as I was checking out that story, I mean, there are some people that follow the business side of things in college athletics, and the projections for what a school like Ohio State could go and fetch for every one of their games, if they were able to sell all of them individually, it would be astronomically higher than just the $91 million that they brought in. But again, that's kind of how it goes, right? Like you could have those conversations all day long of if it works better to just break away from the conference
I understand, but
try to go like Notre Dame.
You have to schedule games, though.
Of course you do.
That people want to see.
You have to find, and
you're going to break away from the Big Ten.
Yeah, there's not enough that are doing that, and then you can't really just pick and choose the schedule that best suits you. You're going to be pigeonholed.
Ohio State's going to get tons of money if they just schedule like the service academies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for Ohio State getting a bigger slice of the Big Ten pie. You know, we heard that from Ted Carter before he had to go away because he was hanging out with Diana Russini. But I'm not all for Ohio State being Notre Dame. I'm not. Because I think Notre Dame is at a disadvantage because they're so stubborn. No, if anything, you're going to start to see the Big Ten and the SEC come together even more because that's where the big money's going to come from.
Yeah.
When you start to merge all these TV rights.
And now, you know, you had Notre Dame and the ACC were kind of at odds with each other as we headed towards the college football playoff
based on
that situation with Miami and some of the things that were said. So there were hurt feelings on both sides. You have to wonder, does something like that ruin the relationship enough it's going to affect scheduling? And what good is scheduling with a lot of those ACC programs anyway?
And inevitably,
it doesn't really move the needle at this point.
When the SEC and the Big Ten get some balls, they can totally phase Notre Dame out if they want to.
Except for they are now being protected by the powers that be because they at the very least have a seat at the table in what's going on in college football. And when this thing goes to 24,
who's the powers that be? Eventually, Tony Petitti and Greg Sankey decide who the powers that be are because they're the most important people in the room.
Yeah, but I feel like they're always keeping the president at Notre Dame and the athletics director at Notre Dame in the mix there with what they do. I mean, they even had a special exception. They're still a big enough brand where they can broker some of their own deals where, like, hey, if we do at least this, you have to make sure that we get in. They've had that. And now, if conference championships are going to go away, there is another kind of tipping point that the conferences had that Notre Dame didn't, that now goes by the wayside because the playoff is going to expand and any half-decent Notre Dame team will get in. Now, I still think it would be their prerogative to want to finish in a high seed. And I agreed with, we didn't get to say this, but asked Adam Rittenberg about it on yesterday's show. If you want to go back and listen to the podcast, anywhere you get your audio, brought to you by friends at Care Heating and Cooling, asked him about the playoff.
Look at you.
Just to throwing it out there for our friends.
Okay.
I am also for having buys. I don't want to see just one versus 24 and then so on and so on.
In the playoffs, you want to buy.
Football. It's football. It's different than any of these other sports. I mean, and we even have we all have buys in college basketball now because there's 24 teams that are going to be playing before everybody else. But I don't know if that's 1 through 4 or 1 through 8. However we solve that and build the bracket, I think you should get something for being one of the best teams in college football over the long haul.
We'll do a little go to jail coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's on westbound 670 from Leonard Avenue to 71. Police are on scene there, causing about a 5-minute delay. We also have holdup due to a crash that's on Sullivan Avenue at Binns Boulevard. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's a way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows.
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Common Man's wife would rather bang her head up against a wall instead of listening to this show. Timmy's wife is banging
the milkman.
This is Man and Timmy.
We have a very special guest coming up at 4:30 today. All right, let's just say that it's someone who's very important to someone on this show. That's all I'm going to say.
It's kind of a first.
Let's go to jail Friday. Get in touch with us on X at Man and Timmy 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Time for jail.
He's the judge, jury, and executioner. Timmy Hall says, go to jail.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
All right, Mikey, I am starting on the home front. I'm going to have one that's for a little situation that I think is in your neck of the woods that you'll know about. But I got to go to the upstairs bathroom. I've talked about our sink decorum. There's always a lot of, you know, just things, knickknacks that are just left out on the bathroom sink that could be stowed away in their proper place.
You have storage
so
in
that
there.
So that we could keep a nice clean surface. Sarah's in there. You know, the cat is allowed to just jump up on the bathroom sink when you can just like snip at the cat and make sure that she jumps down. You gotta train the cat into these things. If you're, oh, hey, Twizzy, good to see you. When she jumps up there, what is you doing, little kitty? Like, then she's going to stay. But if you say, get down there, then she's going to learn to never get up there. So there's that. Bits of hair there that I'm always coming around and cleaning. But aside from the things that are left there, what really gets me, because those I can put away and then I can forget about it, it's the water damage. The water damage on top of the bathroom sink. I mean, we've got a nice Allen and Roth white Carrera stone top on this thing.
Look
and it's just ruined. It's gone. I've got the three-piece brushed nickel Delta faucets, and I've got yellowing around all six of those openings.
You got some hard water there, though. You got to get yourself a water softener.
No, it's not the hard water. It's the water in general that sits on top of that surface.
That's acceptable.
It's a porous stone, Mike.
That's right. It's a porous stone.
It seeps in there, and then you're done if you don't dry it after each use.
If you know that your family members are slobs, why do you get such a delicate porous stone?
I thought we could handle it.
Well, you
I thought
wrong.
We could have something nice. And now, as I'm reading up about what to do, I've tried the other things. Like I've tried using the warm water and soap because you don't want to use
get the lime scale.
No, it said you don't want to use like too many acidic things for this type of top. Is what I've perused.
What about a barkeeper's friend? Did you try that?
Oh, is that a product?
It's a product for the kitchen mostly. But
barkeeper's friend. It sits for a lot of bar tops and surfaces and all that.
It's for copper pots and stainless steel.
I gotta read the label. Make sure that's good for the stone top.
Well, it already looks like crap anyway. What's the difference?
We're going to try to solve the problem, not make it worse. And the fact that we could be to the consulting a professional step so I can rehone it and remove the deep oxidation.
What about a Comet?
Terrible.
Soft scrub? You try a soft scrub?
I've tried it all. And the yellowing persists.
How about a Goo Gone? You try the Goo Gone?
Oh, now you're just talking out of your ace.
I'm not. Sometimes the power of the citrus, baby.
A Gooby Gone?
Teddy, that's citrus
not
power,
for a man.
Oh, man. That's good,
that'll
yeah.
Strip the paint right off.
Love the citrus.
I'm not trying to strip things off. I don't want to get rid of the sheen.
You're not going
to
get rid of the sheen. You're going to get rid of the gunk that's on top of the sheen.
I need the Martin to stay.
Let me
all
tell
right?
You something.
So
all
I
right?
Just at least 10
you're more of a
10
Charlie.
Years. 10 years, Charlie Sheen.
Yes,
10
your
years
family,
jail.
10 years in jail.
Sarah and Jack,
no
10 years jail.
That.
Start drying the bathroom
and
sink
top. And you know what? Throw my wife in jail, too.
Because, she do that, too?
Oh, my God. My wife
it's
washes...
It's like a puddle.
My wife washes her face like she's in a Noxzema commercial. Just cascading water all over the splashing it all over the place.
Cascade.
Honey,
that could be a product I could try.
The drywall is ruined behind the thing.
I have to get it on me.
You need a backsplash in the bathroom
that's what the shower's for when you need that big of a job. If it's that big of a job to wash your face, you get in the shower.
Man, now that really is a refreshing commercial. Man. Now I got images of refreshing
commercials
going through my head, like
are not
Coca-Cola
real life.
With the ice
and
the liquid.
No, and I was just going to say that drives me crazy,
Crystal
too.
Crystal Light
because
poured
they're
into
just,
a nice ice glass.
They're just dropping ice right into the Coke, and it's splashing all over
the
place.
You're right.
It's making
you're
a mess. Who puts ice in like that?
It's not logical.
It's stupid
logical.
Is what it is.
I mean, you can't put the ice in after the liquid,
it's
or you
false,
can't put the ice in the liquid at the same time.
False expectations is what it is.
That's how they do it. On the commercial.
God, it looks
well, that's
refreshing.
Fine. On the commercial, they don't have to worry about the drywall stains.
Okay. Second thing. Do you know this exit ramp that you got up in your neck of the woods? I am talking about Avery Muirfield.
Off 33?
Northbound. When you're coming off of 33
of
heading towards
Marysville. I use it every damn day.
This, I have never, ever taking that exit. I don't live up there, but I've gone up there 50 times, 100 times in my life.
I take it every day.
I cannot tell you how many times, and this is even when there is a hard green light. The light is green, and people still come to a screeching stop. And there's a dedicated lane. It doesn't matter if that light is hard red. You keep going. You keep going. You don't ever stop. You have your own lane. That other lane of traffic has to yield to you.
It's a continuous green right turn lane.
I almost wrecked into somebody because I turned my head to the left to do like a double check of traffic.
People are so
stupid. This person hit their brakes so hard.
Let me tell you what it is.
50 years.
They're so stupid. Instead of taking the continuous right turn, they're afraid to get in that lane because they automatically have to get over to the left-hand turn lane on Avery because they want to turn into the Kroger.
Well, that's not my problem.
Parking. I understand
that's
that.
That's not our fault.
But they're going to make it your problem.
That's not our fault. You need to go, baby. You need to
move. They're
going to
make it your problem because, God forbid, they have to go half a block down further.
There's a circle
and
back there.
I
you can casually just go around the circle.
They're
and
not
come back
gonna
30
do that.
Seconds
they
later.
They want to jut across three other lanes of traffic so they can get in the left turn lane.
Jail
so
for
they,
those
they
people.
Can go to the BW3s.
No, jail for those people that are trying to dash out in front of a bunch of traffic when there's a perfectly good circle right up ahead where you can just
that would require an extra minute
off,
on
relax.
Their part. Just for them, but they don't want to do that. They want to hold everybody else up.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. That's hard, hard jail
time.
Man,
I really hope Yellowstone erupts like today. Let's just end all this humanity. I'm tired of it.
Much like the Yellowstone in my bathroom because of too much water sitting on top.
You also have a lot of mineral deposits in there, just like Yellowstone.
The minerals?
Oh yeah, and those pools.
I don't have Pierce Brosnan wandering around my house going in places where he's not supposed to go. Pierce Brosnan's not in my no-no room. Like he won't get off of the
your no-no room.
He won't get off of the docks, get closer to the geysers. The no-no room.
I'm scared. Don't say geysers in no-no room.
Oh my gosh. There's a geyser in there.
There's a geyser in there. Hey, 3 years ago was a lifetime in the NFL. Details next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got police activity causing some holdup on northbound 270 on the east outer belt after East Broad Street. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle if you're on eastbound 670 at 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Crab lovers, this one's for you. Dive into Fusion's Crab Fest featuring two all-new sushi rolls loaded with flavor. It's fresh, it's fast, and it won't last forever. Roll into Fusion today and taste their world-famous crab rolls before they're gone. It's Crab Fest season at Fusion. Check it out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. with arms wide open. The way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with CARE. CARE Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. After dropping all seven games from their recent road trip, the Reds return home for a weekend series with the Astros. Left-hander Nick Lodolo was activated from the 15-day injured list earlier today, and he will make his season debut on the mound tonight. First pitch is at 6:10. As for the Guardians, they're also back at home hosting the Twins at 7:15. Parker Messick gets to start for Cleveland. They enter today off back-to-back wins and lead the AL Central by a game and a half. NBA playoffs continue tonight with a pair of game threes. The Sixers host the Knicks, trailing the series 2-0. Then the Spurs are at the Timberwolves. Their series is tied at one game apiece. And the Browns announced today they're placing linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramora on the physically unable to perform list for the second straight year. This puts him out for the 2026 season. This update sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union, voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org to learn more. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan.
Hey, kids, if you don't buckle down in school and do something productive with your free time, this is your future.
You guys ready to play like big boys yet, huh? Maybe pick out your own outfits in the morning?
Listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy, I got a bone to pick, buddy.
Is it with me?
No,
or
it's not with you.
Oh, finally.
With
okay.
Society.
Yeah.
All right, the double standard that we have in society. So Sunday's Mother's Day. Have a fantastic Mother's Day weekend. We have a lot of mothers. We have a lot of mother effers that listen to this show, so have a fantastic weekend. But here's what bothers me.
What?
So I say to my wife, I says, wifey, on Sunday, what would you like for Mother's Day? And her response to me was a more polite version of,
I want you to take the kid and get the hell out of here so I can relax.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that on the surface. I will take the kid. I will get out of there, and you can relax. I got no problem with that.
That sounds like a day to me. Sometimes that's what you need.
Here's my problem.
All right.
In 5 weeks, when it's Father's Day, and she looks at me and says,
what do you want to do?
If I were to say the same thing to her, I want you to take the kid and get the hell out of here so that daddy can have some sand the banister time and nappy time and whatever the hell I want without you around.
You don't want to be with your family on Father's Day?
Well, you don't want to be with us on Mother's Day.
No.
Why is it different? It's a double standard.
It's for some reason
why?
It is different.
I don't accept that. I don't accept that.
I don't know what it is here at this point in time, but there must be some reason that it's fair.
There's not.
You married her.
There's not.
All right. So I guess it's fair. Was that somewhere in the fine print and you didn't read it? There's a lot of things in that fine print.
3 years ago was a long time. I mean, how old were you 3 years ago? Like, you're like a fetus.
36.
Just a fetus, right? Yep. So 3 years ago, when Josh Harris bought your Commanders for a then NFL record, $6.05
billion. And that's the Washington Redskins football team Commanders
right.
we're talking
people
about.
Said, dear
a
God.
Storied franchise, three-time Super Bowl champs.
Over $6 billion for a football team. I never thought I'd see that.
Incredible.
Day. And now the Seahawks are on the market, and the expected sale price for the Seahawks, you know, 3 years later, $9 to $11 billion.
Dear God.
For the Seattle Seahawks. And this is why I continue to say, you know, whether it's the NFL and, you know, Major League Baseball, you're not getting valuations like this unless you're selling the Yankees. I get it. But my point is, for all these owners that want to say, oh, you look at our numbers and year to year, we're losing money and we're just trying to keep the lights on. And no, you're not. You have an asset that appreciates value pretty much more than anything else. Unless you bought, like, you know, NVIDIA stock day one.
the value on these teams, it's ridiculous what you have.
And you're always able to become cash rich.
Of course you are.
By selling
BS
tiny 1%
shares of your team to like J-Lo.
Or, you know, Eli Manning wants to buy a 1% or a 0.5% of an NFL franchise so he can say that he's also an owner as well. There's always ways to do that. I actually do love going back and looking up at some of the old sale prices for these teams. So since you said the Seahawks, what do you think old Paul Allen of Microsoft paid for the Seahawks? He bought them back in 1997. I don't know. He owned
way
them
back.
For that long. Way back in 1997.
In 97.
29 years ago.
I'm going to say he paid $250.
$194
million. $194
Pretty good
million.
Guess. $194 million less than 30 years ago. To potentially $11 billion. I can't even do the math off the top of my head.
That's a
of how many
increase of 9 trillion percent.
That is. So Dan Snyder, that bloodsucker, he purchased the Washington Redskins in May of 99. So he bought them a couple years later. I can tell you that it was the richest transaction in sports history.
Up to that point.
When it happened.
300.
800.
800?
800
2 years after that? So,
yeah. And so that, what does that tell you then? And I think the Seattle market has probably changed a lot too, hasn't it? I'm not from the area. So if we have listeners that are from the area, you guys know more than me about that market. I would acquiese to you.
You got the Boeing.
Boeing was there, but then I think.
You got the Starbucks.
I think Starbucks
you
came
the,
in.
And the fish throwers over there. You got the...
A lot of banks moved into Seattle.
Frazier.
In the late 90s, and then they kind of built that up, and it became a town that is as expensive to live in and buy real estate
the
in
houseboats
as
too.
Anywhere in the country.
That's where Sleepless in Seattle was.
Yeah. What's that lake that's there?
Lake Titicaca.
Yes.
I think one of my buddies was living in a house that was barely 1,000 square feet in the Seattle metro area, and it was close to a $500,000 house. A 1,000 square foot place. I don't know what they're paying.
I don't know,
for Craig. For their regular jobs and how salaries compare to here in Columbus. I don't know how people make that work in San Francisco and Seattle and New York, but apparently they do.
Timmy, they don't.
They're poor.
That's, you
just paycheck to paycheck.
You got all the super rich people that live in these areas, and then everybody else is forced out. That's what we call the gentrification of these urban areas.
But they still have suburban areas in some of these markets, and they're as expensive, and they still have stores and restaurants and shops, and there are still all sorts of jobs that... I don't know why we're even having this conversation. Middle class has to do.
Let's do some go to jail.
Let's go to jail right now. Let me pull this up right here. So my emergency pantsers.
That was all about Cox. Fletcher Cox.
We got a jail for the old husband here for constantly wanting to entertain and have guests in the house, especially coming up on Mother's Day weekend. I know it's only Sunday, but damn it, I feel like there should be an extra day and a half tacked on. I do enough. This is the fourth weekend in a row where some friends from work, friends from the neighborhood, his brother and the whole family, my in-laws in the house on a Friday or a Saturday night, entertaining. The Friday night hangout after a long work week is highly overrated. I just want to be, James Earl Jones voice. I just want to be left alone. Go to jail.
This is from the wife who's saying this.
Or another husband.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't think that way.
You're right. You're right. Shame on me. All right. Could be a very disgruntled
wife. Straight is fine by me.
A very disgruntled husband. You're right. Okay. I think it's extremely rude for the husband to force this on you if you're not interested in socializing. This is, in fact, Mother's Day weekend. I assume it is a mother, since she's talking about Mother's Day weekend.
Of course, yes, of course. Okay. She's a mother. And so I'm fine with that, too.
20 years in jail for the husband.
Yeah.
20 years in jail. Have some respect. And by the way, look, I'm so sick and tired. I'm so sick and tired of all these travel sports thinking it's okay to schedule tournaments and games on, like,
Easter weekend.
Oh, and Mother's Day.
And Mother's Day weekend.
And then Father's Day weekend certainly just gets thrown under the
talking,
bus. We got to have baseball tournaments at the wazoo.
Talking to one of my neighbor friends at the bus stop this morning. I said, what are you doing for Mother's Day? She's the mother of three lovely girls. And she said,
well, on Sunday, I got to go to Blue Ash for soccer.
Blue Ash?
Blue Ash.
I ain't going to no Blue Ash on Sunday.
There shouldn't be any of that scheduled on Mother's Day or on Easter or on any weekend of note that people take off.
No.
You got to let people breathe. Because then the parents, well, you don't have to come. You do, because then you feel like you're missing out. And you feel like if you don't go, your kid's missing out and you're shamed into it. It's all a bunch of shaming. I don't like it.
What about that part in the message she said about wanting that extra day and a half tacked on? How it kind of turns into the weekend for Ma instead of just a Sunday.
I'm
a little bit okay with
that. I'm okay with that. You want to have a Mother's Day weekend.
As long as that gets reciprocated for Father's Day, we all do a lot. You know, if we're parenting the kids and putting our heart and soul into it, and we're both working tough jobs and coming home and doing all the things, I'm okay with that expanding to a weekend.
The only problem I have, and this is a me problem, it's not an everybody problem, is that last weekend was my wife's birthday, so it was already like the weekend of her. And now this is going to be Mother's Day weekend. It's going to be the weekend of her part deux, two weeks in a row.
Hot shots, I know.
And then I'm just going to want to throw her down a flight of steps. Now, I'm not going to.
Well, good thing you have some good, sharp steps.
Symbolically, out to switchback, she won't die.
You have the wooden edges.
I know, but she'll go down five steps at a time, and then she'll have that natural break.
Do you know something about me? Like, every single time I go down a flight of steps, every single time, even when I'm going down the steps right behind you and the metal staircases here, I imagine myself falling and being badly injured.
Well, that means one day it's going to happen.
And I actually hear the bones cracking in my head.
Every single time. You may need a pill.
Because
I got plenty.
We have one. I make sure to inform anyone that comes into my house that's going to go upstairs about like the one short step that we have. I guess I could do something about it, but we'd have to change the entire carpet, you know, because the steps are carpeted. But it has to do with that one slim step where I always have to kind of turn my foot. And you live in the same house for, you know, 8 years or so, you know what to do. I stick my heel in there, but I always imagine myself falling and dying. Weird, right?
Mm. Yep. Hey, Timmy's been banned from a steakhouse. Details next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's on the on both shoulders of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after US 33. We also have slowdown due to an accident that's on West Broad Street at Glenwood Avenue. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan is headed to the Memorial. Are you ready for 30 hours of live coverage? Oh, it's true, baby.
Sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. Thewaterworks.com.
The best Memorial coverage. The Fan.
Feelings. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, rain is likely overnight tonight into Saturday morning across central Ohio. And then on Saturday, the rain will taper off at around 7 o'clock in the morning, and then skies will turn sunny. High temps in the low 70s on Saturday. On Mother's Day, look for about a 30% chance of a couple rain showers, otherwise partly cloudy skies and high temperatures in the middle 60s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
There's a greater than 0% chance Common Man gets fired before this show is over. You're listening to Man and Timmy.
It is Go to Jail Friday, taking your jailbirds the rest of the show here, so please do get them in. You can email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. Twitter and X at manandtimmy971. A very, very special guest coming up here at 4:30.
I'm excited to talk to this person.
Do not miss this one.
This person, that's all I'm going to say, is that the person who's calling in at 4:30, I have a lot in common with this person.
I understand
that's calling in.
I do understand that. So I was reading this article and I kind of snickered at this. It said a kid's birthday dinner was heartlessly ruined after a family is turned away from Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in the Bay Area. Why in the world would that happen? Well, is that a fine restaurant? There still are places in this world that have dress codes. Little dress code violation here. So this was a rather large group, and the restaurant chose to enforce their policy, and these people are crying discrimination, but their policy is posted. Baseball caps, gym or athletic wear, tank tops, clothing with offensive graphics or language, revealing clothing, exposed undergarments, or pool attire. It says, thank you, management. And one of the women that was in the group, she was wearing a tracksuit, and she got into a little argument with the manager there about how the tracksuit is not listed on that policy as being a type of garment or garments, plural.
It's athletic apparel.
That don't fit the needs. And many people were quick to point out that a tracksuit would qualify as athletic apparel. And I'm wearing my tracksuit right here today.
I understand.
So I guess I'm not going to that Ruth's
would not
Chris
be allowed
Steakhouse.
At Ruth's Chris. And I applaud it. All right. God forbid we actually uphold some standards in society. I go out to a nice dinner. I go to the Hyde Park and I see people come in looking like they live under a bridge. You look like bums. And you know what? It ruins the experience for all the other diners. I can dress how I want. Actually, it's their facility. Look, I'm of course not saying we should be turning people away because they're the wrong sex or the wrong race. But if you're wearing a Big Johnson t-shirt,
not perhaps, the place.
Perhaps the establishment down the street may be more to your speed. I got no problem with this. I got no problem with enforcing rules. And what lunatic holds a kid's birthday party at the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse?
I have no idea.
Is this Chuck E. Cheese?
Why, I have no idea.
Have some standards. Have some respect for the other people in the restaurant.
Go somewhere that suits the entire group. And the other thing, too. When it comes to a restaurant like that, it was one of the last times we went to Hyde Park. It was my own personal opinion that there was a table of folks and they were obviously having a good time, but they were just so loud. Loud enough to where Sarah and I couldn't really even enjoy most of our conversation. Because you know how some of those two-person tables, they're quite long. So you feel like you're a little bit farther away because they bring the bread out and they want to have room on that table to fit things down on there. And they bring the side dishes out that you kind of share. It's one of those type of things, too, where could you just, I feel that way, at least when I'm going out to some place. And maybe that's because some people are able to go and eat at those types of restaurants three times a week. And there's no special feeling going out to a place like that anymore. I feel like when you're going to pay hundreds of dollars, and it's not just, you know, no offense to the everyman steakhouses, they're good. Like to go to those places too, an Outback or a Longhorn.
Yeah, but to your point,
this is another step
up. You don't do this very often, so when you do it,
think
it's an occasion.
Think about like where you would want to go for like a homecoming or a prom night, right? Where you are dressed to the nines and you're getting a reservation and you're thinking about renting a limousine to go there, having a big night out type of thing. I'm ready to have a good time and talk. I'm not screaming at the top of my lungs like I'm trying to interview Joe Paterno.
This isn't a rock concert, Timmy.
This isn't some baggy pants fuss. Let's all have some decorum, shall we? Let's all have a good time. Let's dress. You know what? I wore a collared shirt. It didn't have to be a tuxedo. You don't have to dress like James Bond. We're not saying that. Yeah. No track suits. No football jerseys.
No screwing,
no drinking, no smoking, no midnight abortions. Act like you're ready to go out.
I'm with you, buddy.
Isn't it fun to dress nice every now and then and go out for an occasion?
There's a time and place for everything. There's a time and place for looking like a bum.
Which is
you look like one right now.
Which is this radio station.
Sure.
And I've worked here for a long time. We have our standards that are set.
The Arby's is not going to turn you away for the tracksuit. Go to the Arby's. There's nothing wrong with that. I love Arby's.
Arby's sounds fantastic. You know, wouldn't it be cool to have your name on the Arby's marquee?
What do you mean?
Like if you had a sandwich or something named after you? I just like the to have it's something.
Oh, where they put like the specials
about,
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, there's
like,
just something about driving by
$7 like French dip, and then under it says "Welcome Timmy Hall."
Yes,
on the Arby's marquee. This is what you want in life.
I'm not asking for a lot, okay?
Welcome, Timmy Hall.
Simple little things that kind of scratch your back the right way. Or at the McDonald's, McRib is back, limited time. Common man here at 7 o'clock. Tuesdays
meet
at 7
Radio's
o'clock.
Common man.
Mickey D's chats, just a nice informal thing. You're in the lobby there. Seniors can come out and say hey to you.
All right, give me some go to jails. What do you got?
All right, jail time. Here we go. My cleanest and goodest.
We talked about Cox.
Golf jailbird that Timmy can speak to here. I was playing golf last weekend, and at our course, there's a lot of switchback holes. I know all about this because I played a course up at York, which is great. We have some sort of switchbacks as well where you can hit into other players. So he says that. So players hit onto other holes with regularity. I'm a 15 handicap. Good for you. Feeling good about my improvements. I'm making good contact, but I can really miss a tee shot sideways. But I usually miss to where I can find my ball. So we're playing a straightaway par four. I hit onto the par four coming back the other way to the left of us. Nobody was around when I hit, and I was going to wait for the other group ahead to hit their shot. Then I was going to pop out onto the hole and hit it. Only this 60-something high and mighty dude pocketed what I thought to be my golf ball. As we were driving the cart up there to play, I was dead set that it was mine. Of course, there's no other ball up there. So I called out there and asked the guys ahead who are at the green if they found a vice, a golf ball right there. The guy actually called back, "Don't hit onto the wrong hole, buddy." I asked, "Can I please have the ball?" Without even saying anything, he chucked it about 30 yards towards me, saying nothing. Not wanting to be on YouTube, getting into a fight, I let it be. But what a pudwhacker, GTJ.
That is a pudwhacker.
I will say, because I've played all different types of courses through my years. I love the people and the members that are up there at York. I think we all get along and we understand how that goes when you're sharing holes. You know what I'm talking about here, right? Where the other hole is very close. We're not trying to, a lot of us suck at golf, okay? We're trying to get better.
We're all at the same skill level, Jerry.
I'd love to hit 14 fairways today, but that's not possible. And
so would Rory.
You can't, yes. Yes, that's right. You can't do that. He wasn't trying to interfere with you. You have to leave the ball right there. You're going to do that plenty of times. And that's the type of guy that doesn't have a problem when he does it. It's my golf course.
What's the sentence?
You guys
for that
are
guy?
Here. Death.
All right. Yeah. Death.
There is
publicly.
There is nothing worse than a high and mighty golfer that thinks they're a better person than anybody else.
All right, we have a very special mystery guest joining us in just a couple minutes. Someone who's very close to someone on this show. Someone who I have a lot in common with. You'll hear from our mystery guest coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on northbound 71 at 5th Avenue. It is slow from 670. We also have a 5-minute delay due to a crash on westbound 670 near Leonard Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Please take note of this warning. This show will mess you up. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
So we told you that we're going to have a very, very special guest on today. I don't know, Mike, if this has ever been done in the history of this radio station. I'm not sure. It's almost like we're sort of breaking a rule or punching through some kind of wall. But on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.
Oh, we got a sponsor.
The lovely Mrs. Sarah Hall on a Mother's Day weekend. Honey, hello. How's your day been?
I'm glad it's over. It was fine.
So that it was a good day? Did you have a good day today or a bad day today?
Yeah, it was as good as it could be.
No one died?
Well, in my job, it's good if people die. That's awkward conversation.
That's a bad question to ask because that might happen 2 to 3 times per week.
I understand.
Yeah. We're doing what we can do. Sarah, if you guys didn't know, is a hospice caseworker. She does lovely work all around town. Maybe she's been your nurse before. I do not know. But
chances are not because you'd be dead.
That's true. That's how it goes. But honey, I thought since it's Mother's Day coming up, I'd bring you on here and I'd give you a list of the things that I love the most about you, but who am I kidding? That just wouldn't be the brand of this talk show that we do, right? So mm-hmm. I thought I'd go through a couple of the things that bother me or annoy me the most.
I like that very much.
I don't know if you heard.
Is this a short list?
It's I'll keep it short.
It's
just
a
for the
scroll.
Sake.
He's got a long scroll that he's written with a quill.
I brought it up. You were one of my jailbirds today. What is with what we have going on with the bathroom sink? Can you explain that to me with the cups, with the lotions? We had our guy Sam install two lovely medicine cabinets up there that you can stuff a lot of things in. And we got the vanity there with the two big drawers. We can fit so much in there, but we leave it on top of the counter. And the water always sits on there, too.
You know, I heard your jailbirdness, and I think you're just a little dramatic about all of it, what I think.
Well, I guess drama.
I need things. I need a cup.
You need...
I need...
What?
Why can't you just dry the cup, though, and put it away when you're done with it?
Because I'd have to carry it downstairs and put it away, and that's just a whole lot of work.
It doesn't fit in the medicine cabinet?
No.
No, it's gigantic.
Yeah.
What kind of cup is it?
It's a big metal cup. It's like a big, like, circular tumbler thing that can fall easily. And speaking of cups, like, what is the issue with you and also Kristen? We got these 7,000-ounce cups that we have to take everywhere that we go. Can't we just get a water when we go to the coffee place to hang out?
No, some of us don't want to live in a state of complete dehydration all the time.
It's not.
I drive around.
It's okay if your pee isn't crystal clear all the time.
Yeah, but it can't be brown and disgusting.
Well, that's a different problem.
The other thing is, too, we got to do something about that drying pad. Now, I know we share a lot of responsibilities in my house, but why is it that every time I walk by that drying pad, there's a couple of bowls, there's a couple of cups, not even just a couple. I should over-exaggerate this. We will put stuff on that drying pad until there isn't even a centimeter of space. How's anything going to dry when there's that many dishes on it?
I think, once again, you're just a little dramatic about that and a little too OCD about something.
All right, we're giving you a hard time,
but in reality,
what I would like to do is, Sarah, I'd like to start a podcast with just me and you, okay? And it's going to be called Things We Hate About Timmy. And I think we're going to have so much material. We can start doing this on a daily basis.
This could be a
1 hour daily podcast. Things We Hate About Timmy. Are you in?
Yeah, I mean, I already have a list started.
Of course you do.
Did I happen to leave my socks and underwear at the bottom of the steps today?
Oh my God, I don't know. I haven't looked, but probably
you so. Leave your underwear at the bottom of the steps?
Well, it's not on purpose, Mike.
But why?
I had a lot to do, and I might not have put it into the hamper.
But why are you taking dirty underwear off at the bottom of the steps?
No, I chuck them down the steps, and then when I go down there, I put them into the laundry room.
Why don't you carry them down in a hamper? Like a laundry basket or something.
Just throw your soiled underwear
down the steps?
It's madness over here. You have no idea what your coworker does.
We like to walk around in the nude, okay?
No, we do not.
Even with the kid? You got a kid.
He's in on it.
He's in the nude, too? This is child abuse.
Oh, there's being raised by us, I'm sure, is some kind of form of child abuse. But honey,
Sarah, what do you have planned for this weekend?
What do I have planned?
Yes, it's Mother's Day weekend. What do you have planned?
What do you want this Mother's Day to be? Like, what's the paint the perfect picture of this Sunday coming up?
I want to sleep in. I want to have good coffee without you talking to me constantly. Blueberry pancakes would be nice.
Ooh.
And then I don't know what.
Another man? Just get another guy in there?
That's just more trouble, Mike. I'm sorry.
Well, honey, I know you worked a good hard week. You do fine work. I love you so
much.
Thank
you for calling in.
I hope you have a great weekend with me and Jack. And say hi to the milkman for me, okay?
I sure will.
Bye-bye. Happy Mother's Day. And you know what? This is a new thing, because now my wife has called in.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
She has called in. Mrs. Common Man is on the phone. Hello, honey.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now.
Yeah!
Attaboyole is how you say it in Cherokee.
No, pardon my French.
You wouldn't do this. She wouldn't come.
Walker told me I had AIDS.
Don't you even say that you knew that was coming.
I didn't.
You had no idea.
I didn't. I was completely in the midst of the groundbreaking interview that we did there.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way. Because you played that up. Good on you.
I set the whole thing up.
I saw you talking in the talk back to Teddy about get Kristen on here. Dial her up.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like something was going to happen. Well played, sir.
All right, here's some tidbits for you. NFL and the referees, they have agreed to ratify a new CBA. Ratify sounds bad, like suffrage, but it's actually good. That means they've come to an agreement. So 7 years, no more threats of replacement referees, none of that.
It's a bad sounding word, isn't it?
Ratify. Like ratify sounds like
ratify.
Ooh, ratify. Maybe things will turn around for you someday.
Rectify. We're going to rectify a situation that was wrong, and now we're going to make it good, make it right. I like there's that the, word, rectify. Also sounds like rectum, so I like it.
I was going to go there, too. I was going
to... The rectum and... And?
You have the rectory. It's where the priests live.
Where the father lives.
Yep.
They got paid for that?
No.
They'll take a the parishioners. They don't take a cut of their salary?
The parishioners pay for it.
What's a priest make?
I don't think it's a very high-paying gig. I don't think you're getting rich.
No?
I'm sure it's fulfilling.
If they're not fulfilled, then they're not doing it right.
Well, I tell you what.
They should be fulfilled.
Father Sullivan.
You should be allowed to hate work.
When
right?
When I was banging, Father Sullivan was the head priest. I forgot what we called him, but he was the guy. He was the main guy. He was the older priest, and he was in charge of the school that was attached.
There's a name for that, right?
He was in charge of the altar boys and all of it. And Father Sullivan, I don't think I ever saw the man smile or have a kind word for anybody. When you were goofing around in the hallway, you know, kids goof around in the hallway. You're in fourth grade. You goof around in the hallway, whatever it is. It's innocent stuff. Father Sullivan would come up to you, and he was probably in his late 60s at this point, but to us, he looked ancient.
Yeah.
Right?
Because you just didn't feel like he had that ability to smile.
But he had that
show acts of kindness.
Old man strength, too, where he would haul off, he'd punch you in the shoulder, right in the joint, right in that socket.
I don't like
punch
that.
Punch you as hard as he could, and then he would say, smile, God loves you. And then walk away.
Smile, God loves you.
That's right.
Was it John L. Smith?
Smile!
Smile!
That was Father Sullivan.
Get your back straight!
He didn't look fulfilled to me. So I don't know.
You had a good experience, didn't you?
Yep. Really did. All right.
It worked out.
More go to jails coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown if you're on westbound 270 on the north outer belt, going from Westerville to Cleveland Avenue. And there's another delay due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of westbound 33 after 270 on the west outer belt. This report is sponsored by Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home, but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think on T-Bone and Tyvus, all the F words apply. Football, food, and fun, and fat, and furry. They both have beards. And they dress up like animals and hump things. T-Bone and Tyvus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
Common Man here. Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Common Man uses his droopy sack for a bath mat.
Santa's not the only one with a big red sack full of goodies.
You're listening to Man and Timmy.
I got some stuff for you. Ready?
Yeah, lay it on us.
People at Roosters are upset. The customers at Roosters are upset because they say the ranch tastes different. And, you know, Roosters, wings, people like their ranch. I personally am a blue cheese guy. However,
I'm a ranch guy when it comes to wings.
if I'm doing the mango habanero there, which I enjoy, then I will ranch it up on that flavor.
You know who has really good house-made ranch is our friends at JT's.
Sexton's does, too.
Sexton's does
as well. Sexton's has delicious ranch.
JT's does that. They always send me home with a jar, and it's much appreciated.
Well, the people at Roosters are saying this ranch doesn't taste the same. And the Roosters people say, we appreciate everyone's love for our ranch and apologize for the taste not quite being the same recently. We had to make a temporary substitution due to one of our ingredients being out of stock. But they did not tell us which ingredient it was.
Hmm.
So,
yeah, they don't want that secret recipe getting out
there?
They
say it's temporary, but...
Was it the dill? What are we short on? Chives? Parsley?
Chives. Is it chives?
Yeah, like garlic?
There's no, you can't not get garlic. Yeah,
right, garlic. You can get garlic and onion. What I mean, what specific herbs other than those?
Teddy, you like a
Make
ranch?
Make up the ranch.
You ever had a ranch there, Teddy?
I love mayo, ranch. Mayo's mixed in, Teddy.
Ranch you know that? Is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
You like a blue cheese, too, or just a ranch?
Blue cheese, okay, but ranch I love.
So you do wings, you want to dip them in some ranch dressing.
If I'm going to dip, I don't always do that, but if I'm going to dip wings, I'll dip them in some ranch.
You look like a dry rub type of guy.
No. I like
you like them wet?
No, I like the barbecue sauce.
Wet and juicy.
No. Right here.
You're a dry rub
right
guy.
Right here.
Yeah.
Dry rub guy. Now, I like sauced and tossed as well. Like, who doesn't? Like, if it's a good barbecue sauce. But one of the most fun things that I've done working at this radio station, other than, you know, getting the access to do what I just got to do this week, that's for a golf lover. That's incredible. But the last 2 years, I've been at this wing festival that they just started down in Grove City. I love things like that because you have kick-ass chefs. Some of them don't have restaurants, right? But that does not mean that you can't be as good as what's in the restaurants with what you do in your backyard. If you have a good
absolutely.
Setup, you have a smoker, you're a very fine, I'd call you more of a chef than a cook with what
no, I don't like
I've,
that term.
With what I've seen you do in the kitchen.
No,
why
chefs,
do you not like that
chefs
term?
Have responsibilities and staffs and restaurants.
I know. It's not.
Went
I'm
to
not,
culinary
I'm
school.
Not, I'm not about knocking down chefs who have earned. You're saying like you got to earn that label
right,
type of thing?
You got to earn that.
Okay.
I'm a
all
home
right.
cook and nothing more. But I do have some dishes that I'm very proud of. If you were to come over to my house, I make you like a mean meat ragu.
If you wanted to, though, you could go to culinary school and you would probably have a good time. And now we have
I just saw fishy
we have in. Fishies waving
what's
at us.
What's the matter?
I mean,
happened?
Are you talking about wings without me?
I'm sorry. I know this is your
but I do have an update.
This is
I have
your expertise.
Update.
Go
it
ahead.
Is. The update is Tyvis went last night and the original recipe is back up and running as of last night at
Roosters. Says okay. him or says Roosters?
No, both.
Okay.
Both.
Okay.
He
so
tasted it. And
they got confirmation.
We're supposed to trust Tyvis Powell's taste buds of a simple ingredient in a ranch dressing.
He did say it tastes the same as every ranch dressing.
Pepsi right. and Coke. Yep. Pepsi mm-hmm. and Coke is the mm-hmm. same to him.
Or before Pizza Madness saw no difference in any style of pizza ever. He's our guy.
Thank you, Fishy.
So that's
Thanks,
it. Fishy.
Bye-bye.
Right, have a good weekend.
New putt-putt place is coming.
Oh, I'm upset about this.
A tech-driven mini golf chain is bringing its first Ohio location to Columbus this spring. It's called Putt Shack. It opens May 27th. It says in Polaris, like in the mall?
Maybe.
Anyway,
maybe it's blends, maybe just getting a dedicated spot near the mall.
Mini golf with dining and bar service, part of a growing trend of competitive socializing concepts that combine games with food and nightlife. Founded in 2018, Putt Shack first launched in the United Kingdom before expanding into major U.S. cities, including Chicago, Atlanta, and Miami. The company has grown rapidly in recent years and was named a hot concept by Nation's Restaurant News in 2024.
So, look, I have nothing against a place like Topgolf, right? I was excited to try it when it was a new thing, went out and did that, and after, like, if... Obviously, I get it. Like, it's different if you are a hardcore golfer and you're someone that wants to just go out, have fun for an evening. Maybe you're not a player. All are welcome, right? Pick up the sticks, which is why they have them right there. You're actually kind of a nerd if you bring your own golf clubs to Topgolf. I did that the first couple of times. I recognized it. I was a huge dork. I stopped doing it after then. You hit the cheap sticks that they have right there in the thing. You get an appetizer. You get a couple of sodas or a beer, and then you go home afterwards. But I went to this place that was like just outside of Michigan City. It's a town, you know, northwest Indiana, where we used to always go when we'd visit the fam. And they opened up like a real, like true to form putting course. And it was a distillery, so it had something for everybody. I said they should have a microbrew there too, in case you're more of a beer person than just a spirits guy. But the spirits were outstanding. Food service was good. And they had a real green. You know, they got a superintendent out there to seed and upkeep a real green. I'm telling you, the undulations in this thing, it was like Scotland. I went out there and I was like, ooh-wee, like, let me go back to the car, get my putter, like, let's go. 18 holes they had set up. They put like little stakes in there that had cup holders on each tee. That was the thing for me. That was still fun for anybody to go and try, but it like hit this perfect balance between like me really like being a player and then someone in the family.
What was the name of this place?
I gotta look the name up of it. I gotta look up the name.
It's but not Putcheck?
It ain't no Putcheck.
No?
All the technology. What was the description you gave me? The marketing gumbo jumbo? It combines nightlife with technology-driven competition? What the hell are we talking about?
Competitive socializing.
Jesus.
Concepts that combined games and food and nightlife.
What is that?
The 12,500 square foot Columbus venue will feature 2 9-hole mini golf courses, 18 holes total. I like how they say that. 2 9-holes. That's 18 holes total.
That's 18.
Along with 3 private challenge hole suites designed for group play and orgies.
That's what the group play is.
And Jim Sorgi will also be there.
Yes, Jim Sorgi. And what I know is that I'm going to have to drop lots of cash at this place because Jack will want to go early and often. And it'll probably be fun. There was one of these in Boston and we didn't go to it, but now it's on his radar. And now that this is coming to Columbus, it's going to be like grand opening. We got to be there. We got to do all the parties and all the hangouts at Putt Shack now.
Pick your parlay. Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 5-minute delay due to a crash on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and 71. Police are on scene, so expect extra holdup. And there's a bit of a slowdown on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mound Street and 315. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. Jake Diebler has added another big to the front court for next season. 7-1 Serbian center Vuk Lasarevic has committed to Ohio State. He averaged 8 points and 5 rebounds this season at Wasatch Academy in Utah. In baseball tonight, the Reds look to snap their 7-game skid at home and get hosting the Astros. Earlier today, Cincinnati activated left-hander Nick Lodolo off the 15-day injured list, and he will make his season debut on the mound tonight. First pitch is at 6:10. Excuse me there. As for the Guardians, they start a 9-game homestand tonight, first taking on the Twins. They get things started at 7:15. Cleveland has won their last two games and hold a game-and-a-half lead on the AL Central. This update is sponsored by RCD RV Supercenter in Heath, Delaware, and Pataskala at rcdrv.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
I'm very excited because after many weeks of paternity leave, I just saw Brandon Beam walk in. He's back, baby, and he'll be on the Buckeye Show with you tonight.
Beamer!
In 1 hour.
Beamer with the new baby back in the saddle. God, it feels like it's been forever since we've seen him.
All right, Timmy's going to talk about smut coming up soon. Before we get to pick your parlay, which I decided not to do today, I'm just not in a very pizzazzy mood. You got to pick up the pizzazz, Timmy.
Well, I'll do my best.
Here's a little something
from my pizzazz.
Dan Hurley, UConn head coach. He was talking about how he once bought his wife a George Foreman's grill for her birthday. He said, "We suffer this devastating loss, and I realize on the way home it's my wife's birthday, and I don't have anything. The good news is I'm driving past a 24-hour Walmart. So I run in there and got a card, a Yankee candle, and a George Foreman grill."
Wow.
Now, no word on if she enjoyed the George Foreman grill, but...
I mean, a George Foreman grill is a very cool product. It's a versatile product, but we usually had those as college kids. I mean, do you still have a working George Foreman grill?
I do not.
I do not have one either. The enamel on those things would wear. That's from my experience.
But it helped
George
you
Foreman.
Cut the fat.
It sure did.
Drip down.
Oh, it dripped down into that plastic tray?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think there was a setting on that other than plug into wall.
No, there was no setting on there.
It just had the orange light that would pop on. It's basically just like a waffle iron with George Foreman's name printed on top.
I think every single person on earth had one of those in their first apartment.
Then what a product, right?
Yeah.
What a product.
Oh, because George Foreman, I'm sure, made a killing on that.
I never had that other cooking product that the... they did those one... How do you do a 1 hour? How'd they stay there for that long? They filled an auditorium. They shot all these things. All with... You're just talking about a rotisserie? How do you come up with that much to
say? The Ron Popeil rotisserie?
Ronco?
The Showtime rotisserie.
The Showtime rotisserie.
Yeah. I used to watch that thing.
That you said it
and forget it.
Everybody would say it together and everyone was so happy.
Ron Popeil was an innovator, man. This dude did Pocket Fisherman. He had spray on hair. He had the Ronco Showtime rotisserie.
That was the thing.
Yeah.
Ronco Showtime rotisserie.
The chicken just looks so succulent. And you have to understand, this was a time where you couldn't just go into the grocery store and get yourself a rotisserie chicken.
I know.
This was a new concept.
So are we saying that the Sam's and the Costco's of the world put this guy out to pasture with the $4.99 rotisseries?
Well,
had to.
Probably.
Yeah.
Why would you get this thing if you could go get something for $5? It's already done.
This thing was capable of handling up to a 15-pound turkey or two whole chickens.
Oh, man. I remember him cutting that juicy chicken.
Oh, man. It had like you would pull the whole contraption out of the oven there.
Remember the glass?
He hit the glass with the hammer,
too, to show you how sturdy the glass was on that thing.
You're not breaking that glass. It's like engineered plexiglass like they use for hockey games.
Go through there. That's not...
The Pope would stand behind that.
That's right. What were we talking about?
George Foreman Grill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was the worst gift you ever bought your wife?
To be honest, I can't say a lot about myself, but I feel pretty good about the gifts that I give. There's always a little bit of thought behind it. So I can't come up with one that completely bombed
off the top of my head.
Well, even if there's thought behind it, it doesn't mean that it worked out well.
I totally get that.
Like, I've done that. With like
what's one that comes to your mind?
Well, jewelry items. And unfortunately, some of the ones that I bought for her that didn't work were also expensive. Mm. Like, I remember when Samantha was born, I got her this necklace, a little pendant, and then inside the pendant were like three loose diamonds that sort of just danced around in there to represent the three of us.
Oh.
Me, her, baby, and I got it in rose gold because in my mind I'm thinking, well, she doesn't have anything in rose gold. She'll love this.
Yeah.
She doesn't have any rose gold pieces. And she opens it up.
Oh, look at those diamonds. And it's rose gold. What an interesting take.
Yes, I got it for you because I noticed you didn't have anything with rose gold.
Yeah, it's really, really nice.
I think she's worn it twice in 10 years.
So I can't remember what exactly these were. They're some kind of charm bracelet, but it's a specific kind. I'm looking up, it wasn't an Italian charm bracelet. I'm looking at a picture of those where they're like little fit to like rectangular shape and they're all different logos. These were actually like charms in different shapes.
The Pandora? Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe it's a Pandora charm bracelet. Let me look up what that is.
You can buy different charms for the bracelet and you collect them over time and
they were colorful, though. Like, one might be like a soccer ball, you know?
Yeah, like
they
it's like the Pandora.
Okay, yeah. So I started with a little set of that. And I guess the idea was to be that Jack would get her those himself. Like, he would tell me, like, what he was thinking about with his mom in a given year of things that they did or experiences that they shared. And that just didn't go nowhere, baby. No. Like, at first it started
because
off...
Because you didn't follow through or because she was not interested in it?
There just wasn't really a lot of interest in it. That's all. I would have followed through. I bought like 7 or 8 of the charms to go with the first bracelet. And then I even bought a cork board in case she didn't want to wear it so that you could display the charms.
Look at you.
Right?
Yeah, that's nice.
Right? Like, I was thinking, like, you don't want to wear, you're not a jewelry person.
As I've been with this woman for over 20 years now, the greatest gift that I can give her is me going away for a period of time. And then,
but for your holiday, you better get your ass back there.
That's right. Pick a parlay.
Common Man and Timmy present Pick Your Parlay.
All right, guys. This, I think, is the mother of all parlays. So
all right.
Here you go. The New York Knick. The Knick. Bockers. They're hot right now. Feeling like the team to beat in the NBA playoffs. Knicks to beat the Sixers on the money line. Joel Embiid is looking ouchy. But let's spice that up. Zest it up. VJ Edgecom. To score 15+. Big Cat, Kit Kat Bar, the big one's good, gets 20 or more. Jalen Brunson gets 30 or more. Tyrese Maxey, the pad. Pad the stats with 25 or more. Then the Spurs taking on the T-Wolves. I like the Wolves have a bounce back, so I'm going to take the 4.5. But we need more pizzazz here. So we got the King of the Castle, Stephon Castle, 20 or more. Rudy Gobert, Captain COVID, he'll rub up on your microphone, he'll get you 10 boards. Victor Wembanyama to get you 12 rebounds. And Naz Reid, the three-point threat, to get 3 threes or more. Saturday night, Cavs will stop being bums. They'll win and cover the 4.5, get back into it with the Pistons. And the Thunder will put the Lakers that much closer to bedtime and win at Crypto. Now, let's do a baseball trifecta of suck, shall we? Here's to all our teams losing for us. Ted's Reds are throwing away their hot start with like a million losses in a row. My Orioles are sucky and under expectations. Mike's White Sox stink, but you know what? They're actually much improved.
I'm going to say, don't you lump my team in with your crap.
Either way, join us. They're all going to lose tonight. Astros, A's, Mariners, Moneyline, but Mikey's got Munetaka Murakami. Gets a dinger. Polar Bear, dinger for the O's. And Spencer Steer, dinger for the Reds.
All right.
Octagon, baby, UFC 328. Hey, Strickland! Sean Strickland versus Khamzat Chimaev at The Rock Did you see these guys at their press conference? Jemiah was saying, "You suck, man. I'm going to kill you." And then Strickland said, "No way, man. You're a bum. I'm going to put you in a headlock. I'm going to rip your head off." And then Jemiah, he kicked him. He kicked him right there. Oh, they were like going to kill each other. They're going to have the fight right there at the weigh-in. Dana White's getting there. He's trying to push him away. He said, "I'm going to kill you, mofo. I'm going to see you tomorrow." So I think this Strickland guy is going to murder him on the spot. He's going to bounce his head like a basketball. So he wins all that, and $10 wins you $273,865,788.13.
All right, Teddy.
Easy money.
Pizzazz.
All right, I got a big old five-pack here. It's a five-pick of home runs. All right, tonight we're looking at first up here. Tonight, the Astros and the Reds. I'm taking Yordan. I think he's going to get a your bomb tonight. Man, hopefully the Reds.
You're betting against your own guys?
Well, the Reds could still win the game 2-1.
Oh, okay.
They'll win the game 2-1. But I think Yordan gets a home run. Kyle Schwarber for the Phillies. They're hosting the Rockies tonight. I got him down to hit a home run. Timmy, one of your guys. He's been hitting a lot of home runs this year.
Dingers.
Guy by the name of Gunnar Henderson.
The Gunner.
I think he gets the job done as well. They're hosting the A's tonight. And we have a couple more here as we go down or out to Boston. Tampa is visiting Boston. Tampa player Junior Caminero. I think he's going to get a home run tonight. And lastly, the Pirates headed out to San Francisco. O'Neill Cruz is going to get a home run for them. That is a five-pick home run parlay. Put $10 on that. That's going to walk you away with $20,000.
Wow.
Bam! So, pizzazz!
So if we hit our bets, we're closing in on $280 million.
Pretty good. And I didn't even do it this week.
What are we going to buy?
Whatever we
the
want.
The crew?
No, it's worth more than that now.
What, they're worth like $800 million
now? No, it's not that much, but it's up there.
Well, what'd the pre-court buy them for?
$7.
Cup of coffee?
Talk about a smut lover's paradise and some more go to jail coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing holdup at the intersection of James Road and 7th Avenue, and you're looking at a 5-minute delay if you're on eastbound 270 on that north outer belt between 315 and 71. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft and Oak. Show her you see her. Husband alert, she sees right through you. This Mother's Day, show her you see her. Ashcroft and Oak. Do it before she reminds you again. Shop today at fornowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Feelings.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Look for moderate rainfall overnight tonight into Saturday morning across central Ohio. And then after 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, skies will start to clear and the sunshine will come out. Highs warm on Saturday in the low 70s. On Sunday, look for a 30% chance of a couple of rain showers late morning to the lunch hour. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies and high temps in the middle 60s. Dry and sunny on Monday, upper 50s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
It is Go to Jail Friday. Send in your tales of stupidity on X at Man and Timmy 971. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Before we do more jails, though, Timmy's going to tell us about smut.
Yeah, this, first of all, before smut.
All right.
This is something that turned into smut. It might seem like smut on the surface, but they say that it's not, all right? This is something that has been practiced. It's not the most popular thing. But there are places and there are colonies that preach that this is the way of life. This is as God wanted it to be. I'm talking about nudism. You ever have any thoughts about it?
No.
Now, you and I are not the kind of guys that, even though I do my naked dash every once in a while from the downstairs bathroom to where my, you know, closet is upstairs, when the house is completely empty, of course, that's about it for me as far as being naked. It's for like a maybe 5 second dash up the steps.
I will tell you though, and I the sight of myself naked is terrifying. However, in the downstairs bathroom in the basement,
you got the nice accent lights.
There's no natural light in there, and the light fixture that's above the mirror has like the old school, what do you call those, like Edison bulb. You know, so it's a very yellowy,
like a warm glow,
yellowy light. Glow. And the mirror itself is tweaked a little bit because I've always looked very good in that mirror, right? So the mirror's tweaked positively. The light's good. And with
you got the workout room out there. Maybe you did a couple of pumps.
Right. And with my, it's right after the workout. And when my shirt is off down there, I can pass like for a real man. I actually stand there and look at myself. I stand there and look at myself.
So here's the thing. Do you have this in your main bathrooms where you have the different types of lights? You have those god awful lights that are right above. I mentioned those medicine cabinets when we were talking about our bathroom. Those that just pound right on you and they're bright. You just look awful. You can see every crevice.
I have soft lighting all throughout the house.
But then we have these other lights that are softer that come directly from above and they just sort of hit you with the right accents. And if there's not a lot of sunlight, because we do have a window on the upstairs bathroom.
There's nobody who looks good in sunlight.
Small window, right. But I was doing that the other day where I just caught myself. I got out of the shower.
You looked at yourself and said, how'd I do?
I put the towel on and I turned to the side and I kind of sucked the stomach in real quick.
Uh-huh.
And there was a couple of lines on my bicep there. Yeah, and I just said, oh, geez, look at the butt on that.
I'm pretty good looking.
It wasn't half bad.
And then you move 1 centimeter in the other direction and it's goblin.
Or today I was in there and I got out of the shower and I looked at myself and I said, that is the ugliest thing I have ever seen.
That's
it
right.
Looks like a sack of potatoes.
So I have not had
nudism.
I have not had any experience with it. However, when Kristen and I went on our honeymoon, the hotel that we went to was in St. Martin. Okay, one of the islands down there.
They do some of that down there?
The
huh?
Saints. And it was optional at the pool at this hotel. And you know,
fully nude optional at the pool.
It was topless optional. I don't think the bottoms could come off. But there were quite a few European women there that were going full breastises out. And
more power to you. I could not imagine going the full Monty and just being proud.
Are you? No.
Just what would the manscaping have to be at for you to even consider?
I wouldn't consider it.
If you were forced, if we kidnapped you And the only way that your family could be safe is if you join us in full nudism. What would you, levels of manscaping would you have to go to and make that work?
I would have you kill my family then. I'm not walking out there like
that. We're still going to make you do it.
Okay.
I'd be
grooming for days, and I'd probably enhance myself with some sort of silly putty or something down there.
So this is where it turns from that. Because I would think that this is a hot topic in the nudism world, right? Where it's like what Jerry does, the whole bit where I don't know how and when sleep got all tied up, twisted, and tangled with that.
Well, nudism,
sleep,
in its
sex,
truest form,
totally different,
should not be about sex.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what the true nudist will tell you.
That's what I'm saying.
This is not
so
a,
this would be a
sexy
big
time thing.
Big divide. So, which is why I bring it up, when a famed nudist vacation hotspot, go figure, it's in the south of France, and this story is saying that it has become overrun with world travelers, swingers, if you will, who aren't just not shy about being completely buffed out, but they're into just doing it right out in the open.
Jack and Dick!
They've ruined this beach.
They've ruined it
with their new world orgies.
Where is this place? Cap?
Wasn't that what Hollywood Hogan Dag was in, Teddy?
I think that was Order.
New World Orgies?
Yes. Get the t-shirt now.
Is this place close to, what's the place where they have the big race? Boy,
Monaco?
I really know my race.
It's a big race. Oh, the big race.
The Indy 500, I believe.
It's in French Lake.
Okay.
That'd be the perfect place for them to do something like this. So, Cap d'Agde. How would you say this in French? C-A-P, just straight up Cap. D apostrophe A-G-D-E. How would you pronounce that?
I don't know. Cap d'Agde.
One of the world's largest naturist style retreats is overpopulated with sex driven tourists.
You shouldn't allow them.
Who are notorious for engaging in sex acts on the beach.
They're ruining it.
Barbara says.
Who's Barbara?
Barbara, a Brit.
Hey, hello.
Who used to come to the spot every year with her husband.
Barbara Bush?
Yeah. Said it's made the place far more exclusive, creating a clear separation between the original naturist crowd and the new generation of lifestyle visitors. Since we first started coming to the village around 30 years ago, the clientele has changed massively. It was dubbed the Naked City. It's long been filled with visitors roaming the town.
Naked in the town?
And frequenting restaurants,
the diners
in the nude.
You think they have a vinyl booth?
But now
you're just there naked with your gooch hanging out.
Well, it seems like that was the good naked.
There's no good naked when you're sitting at a restaurant eating a turkey club.
Yeah, but no, of course not. I once remember there was a place on the side of, I think it was I-95. It would be like when I would head down between the Carolinas. I swear there was
naked diner.
It was a topless diner.
Well, but
you could see the signage from a mile away.
The people serving you are topless.
Yes.
But the people in there eating aren't topless.
I know that. But it's just the idea of mixing that with being served your wings. Oops.
Oopsie daisy.
My can hit into it.
My areola got into that spicy sauce.
I dipped into your ranch a little bit there.
That's all right, honey.
I guess there's a new ingredient in there today.
You know, fourth kid I breastfed. I can't help what these puppies do anymore. They just dip down.
Oh my God.
Gravity.
I mean, this is just all wrong. It says security and lifeguards and police are now in the tower during the summer months all day long, trying to wrangle people up. Gotta throw them in jail.
Is a lifeguard at a nude beach?
Is the lifeguard naked?
I don't know if you got to jump in the water and save someone. You just tugging on naked people and...
Imagine if you like went to grab somebody and...
Pulled him back to shore by his his Johnson rod, huh? All right, go to jail. Coming up next. No more of this. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan. How you doing, Ted?
Air Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side from 670 to Weber Road. And there's just a couple-minute holdup on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Trap.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list. It's Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Although after the last segment, they probably want nothing to do with us.
What are you talking? I think
you're right.
The
whole show's offensive.
Completely fitting. You ready for some jails?
Yes, I'm ready for some jails.
Let's pour through some jails here. Our guy Gavin chimes in to a goodcleanboy at gmail.com. Walker told me Mike Vrabel's my dad.
Cooper, their all-world rookie, coming right in, hurts his face, nothing he can do.
He says, I'd like to change things up and have you guys issue a ruling on a get-out-of-jail pass instead of sending somebody to jail. All right, so here's the situation, Mikey. He says, my boss has always been a very serious guy about caring for our mental health.
Okay, good.
And then earlier this week, we got some upsetting news, and he told us, as a team, practice some self-care. But just for my benefit, he snuck a joke into the team chat. Chris suggested that we all practice some self-care by going for a walk or heading to the Boston Market. I'm not saying this hero should get a future pass for shoving an old lady down the stairs, but surely he should just go to Chipotle alone during rush hour and order a few burritos with salsas on the side and not serve any jail time. So I guess he was thinking,
so your direct
go to jail for the joke.
Said
a joke in
take
poor
a
taste.
Walk or pleasure yourself just to relieve some stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder what the exact verbiage was. Is it would have been something if his boss was a fan of the show and literally used the term go to the Boston Market, which would be free.
That's vague enough.
Which would be free from HR, right?
It would.
Well, I told him to go to a chicken place.
Unfortunately, there's no more Boston markets. They're all gone.
All
well, they're
nationwide?
Gone here. I don't know if they're gone everywhere, but
maybe there's some in some
I
markets.
I missed the cinnamon apples.
I just, everything there was good. I like the mac and cheese.
I'll give them a pass. Unless it was graphic in nature. And there's people on the email that perhaps would be offended by that, but I'll give them a pass.
Yeah, I guess we'd have to have...
Unless I know more details, I can't make a ruling.
We'd have to find a little bit more more info. I love this. I got a photo of a nice, cute dog here from listener Matthew, and he says, my guys.
Buy me some penis.
He says, got to throw the dog in jail. Today, my dog finally caught a squirrel. I've been saying it for a while, and she finally got one. My wife had to pry a dead squirrel right from the mouth of Shelty. Then I had to hear about it. My cute dog, go to jail. Well, I'm sorry. I don't know if I can even send this dog
to jail.
The dog's
just being a dog. This is what dogs do.
Dog caught a squirrel. That's pretty lousy by that squirrel. How's a squirrel getting caught by the dog?
Maybe it's an old squirrel. It's the Jerry Kramer of squirrels.
You've got to stop it with Jerry Kramer. Jerry never hurt nobody. He played hard, had a good career, had a gold jacket. He's trying to live the end of his days. He's joining Rothman and Ice. It's the third Jerry Kramer joke, and I'm not going to stand for it. Jail for you.
I'm sorry.
Find a real bum out there. Make fun of that guy.
You're right. They'll have someone on next week.
Stop. Jail for the squirrel. And jail for you, Matthew, for sending the dog to jail.
Jail for me.
And jail for you,
Jerry Kramer,
for making fun of Jerry.
Yeah.
Here we go. Shall I hit up Downtown Dad?
Of course.
Here for once. He says, my shalalalas.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Kirk Herbstreit of ESPN.
So DTD chimes in and says, DTM, how you doing, guys? Says, we do some rescue. And
DTM
we also,
being Downtown Mom.
Downtown Mom. Yeah, sorry, should have specified. Says, we do some rescue, and we also place puppies with folks that want them. A family friend, he put that in quotations, contacted us, wanted a dachshund puppy. Mm-hmm. That sounds very fancy.
Ooh, a dachshund.
We're not doing any puppy mills now, are we?
He said they're rescues.
Oh, yeah, I know, but a dachshund is a purebred dog, though, right?
I have no idea. Is it?
I believe so.
They can't get abandoned?
Yeah. But can we agree, though? Are we into the breeders and all that? And give me some puppies, damn it!
Teddy likes them.
Do
it
again!
He's always going up to, you know, Amish country in Holmes County, the puppy mills.
That'll be $7,000
for this dog. Yeah, you get yourself a nice cream stick and then a puppy?
Yeah, go to the rescue or the pound and find the dog.
Cream stick and a puppy.
Oh, they got delicious cream sticks up there. Good fried chicken, too.
What is the cream stick?
It's a Long John.
Oh, you're talking about the donuts.
Delicious.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, they're delicious.
Der Dutchman's big on the Long John.
I know,
John.
But let me tell you something.
Der Dutchman's a great place.
Der Dutchman makes a good Long John. However, it's not as good as the places with the puppy mills up in Holmes County.
Okay, well, puppy mills bad. No, do that.
They're going to jail.
Absolutely. So back to the puppies. DTM, Downtown Mom, found this puppy in Canton. So this was the drive. They go from...
Close to Amish
country.
It
may have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amish country. Well, they drove from Mansfield to Canton, Amish country. Let's go. Picked up the puppy, came back to get me in Mansfield. Then we drive down to Columbus. They're popping all over the place.
All over the place.
The puppy was adorable. We placed the puppy only to be hit up less than 12 hours later. Oh, this puppy is not going to work out. Why? She wants to sleep on the bed. She's too shy. If you know anything about Downtown Dad, he likes animals more than humans. We have thankfully found another home for the puppy. The new owner has other dogs and will thrive, so that's good. But I need a sentence for the less than 12-hour owner. DTD wants corporal punishment, but maybe Ted should throw his opinion, considering he's the show dog guy.
Teddy, what do you say?
So they gave the dog to this person, and they didn't want the dog because the dog wanted to be on the bed.
But they were desperate for a puppy.
Get a dog on the
before.
Bed. Put and, the doggy in the bed.
And they hated the doggy on the
you
bed.
You can't want a puppy and then not be ready for what
for
comes
everything
with
that
the
comes
puppy.
With, yeah.
I hate that.
Jail.
I completely
How
agree
long?
With DTD and DTM. Well,
I mean, he said death penalty, didn't he? Or
corporal?
Corporal. Well, that's punishment. Not a death penalty, though, right? That's just
what is that exact is that definition? What is
torture?
That mean?
I think
torture. I think yeah. Corporal
like
means
stuff
like
under the fingernails
beat on them.
And
Jack Bauer time. Tell me where the bomb is.
We'll go with that.
Okay.
Where is it?
Beat on him.
Yeah. That it's one thing. So what I don't like is if you've got a rescue dog and you don't tell the potential adopters everything you know about the dog. I've seen both sides of that. I've seen kennels that want to get dogs adopted out so quickly with like, oh, they're crate trained, they're good with kids, they're good with cats and all that, and then you have a trial period with a rescue dog and it wants to bite your toddler's head off, or it's not good with the crate and it's crapping and peeing all over the house. If you don't know, then say you don't know. And we're going to need a patient owner who's willing to work through some things. Fenced backyard is preferable, all that type of stuff. But when you're going in with a puppy, you're at the very beginning. This is going to be you and only you. So that is very stupid. All right, let's go on to some other jailbirds right here. My Shaq and Jays.
Nice.
Go to jail for my husband. I can tell by listening that it's you guys who are the OCD neat freaks in the house.
That's correct.
And I'm not so much apologetic that I'm that one in our house. But hey, if having the house be clean is a bad thing, then send me straight to hell. But this guy's over usage of cups and glasses drives me nuts. If we're at home for a long period of time on a Saturday, it's not uncommon for this guy to use at least 5 cups, sometimes more, whether it's for a water, a beer, a whiskey, a lager drink, a cider drink.
Your husband may be an alcoholic as well.
Another glass of water. Either use the same cup for the day and rinse it out or just put them in the dishwasher instead of leaving it like a mini Stonehenge creation next to the sink. Annoying and jailable. GTJ.
Both of those are very frustrating. If you're going to use a lot of glasses, you got to put it in the dishwasher. That's not hard to do. But if we're talking about water, there should be one glass of water for the day, right? You shouldn't be getting multiple different glasses for your own water.
What's your cup of choice for the day? What's your cup in the house? You got a glass? You got a pint glass?
I don't usually drink out of glasses. I have a bottle. I'll get a plastic bottle from the I'll get the microplastics right in my bloodstream.
Wait, are you talking about just like a bottle of Dasani?
That's what you're sipping on? I don't do Dasani. I do the San Pellegrino or something like that.
Oh, you mean you drink products. That's really it. You're not just getting...
I don't drink from the tap.
Okay, but what about from the Brita?
I don't have a Brita.
What about the refrigerator filtered water system?
Don't want it.
Why?
Don't have one on my refrigerator. Don't have a little nozzle.
What bottled water do you drink?
San Pellegrino. Just told you.
Oh, I thought that was a specialty water. I thought that was like a bubbling.
That is. San Pellegrino is a sparkling water.
You don't drink still water?
No, still water. I can't do it.
You never drink still water?
I used to. I'm off still. I got to have bubbles and everything.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm like Stanley Tucci.
Really?
By the way, Stanley Tucci is doing commercials on Instagram for TJ Maxx. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever saw. That's almost like Bo Bishop doing RV commercials.
What are you talking about? Bo's a big RV guy. I see him throw the family in there every weekend. They're at Cuyahoga Falls right now.
Stanley Tucci's got the inner tube on Lake Titicaca right after he got out of TJ Maxx.
You imagine Bo Bishop on the pontoon boat.
Woo,
tugging Tooch.
tugging Tooch. Back page coming up, and Beamer comes in. We haven't seen him in a while. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for slowdown due to an accident that's at the intersection of James Road and 7th Avenue. We also have a crash that's on southbound 315's off-ramp to 670, causing delay there. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
good news. Jack has personally invited the fan to the Memorial Tournament, and we're broadcasting 30 hours of live content, and we'll try not to embarrass ourselves.
Sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer. Brandon Beam is back from paternity leave. Good to see you, buddy.
Oh, man, Timmy, happy Friday.
Oh, how glad are you to get the hell out of that house?
Feels good.
Yeah, I know it does. Good.
Just in time for Mother's Day.
Healthy and happy, though?
Everyone's good. Everyone is good. Meredith had her six-week appointment today with her doctor. Went well. The little lad gained 4 pounds in a month.
So did Timmy.
Yeah.
In a month?
Yeah.
This in a week.
This yeah. week. But no, everyone is good. Thank
good.
You. What's
good.
Except for William. He hates us. He hates us.
He, why does he hate us?
He loves
tell.
His brother. Loves his brother.
Oh, so it's not a jealousy thing.
Just hates us.
Just hates you.
Yeah. Dude. Can't stand to look at us.
Tell us more. Like what? Obviously, it's because of the baby. I mean, or you said he loves him though. So
he does.
What is
but
the
I think
issue?
It's the I think it's the attention that you're giving him.
Yeah.
Like whether
yeah.
you're holding okay. him yeah. or doing whatever, and then you can't play trucks or go outside and wrestle like at the drop of a hat.
Right.
Like we used to be able to do.
Oh, right.
And yeah. then it just like it's a snap of a finger, and then it takes him 3 hours to get out of it. Like you can't, once he makes up his mind that
to
he's
be in
mad
a funk,
at you,
yeah,
it's it you, until bedtime it lasts.
Well, that's me.
That's me too.
He's me.
That's me
it's,
as well.
It's like us as married people, both husband and
now,
wife.
That's
what we do to each other when we get mad. We're doing it. We're in it for the whole day, baby.
Committing to the bit.
I'll see you on Monday.
I had a buddy who was in the same position, and he had a firstborn son who was 4, and then they had their second child. Mm-hmm. And the 4-year-old was also going through some of the same stuff, didn't want to share the attention. And even though obviously he's 4 and been potty trained for a while, just in protest, he started crapping his pants again.
Happened to us too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ever done that?
Just in protest, yeah. crap my pants?
Yeah.
Nope, I may start.
I hate this salad dressing.
It's time you go to the wedding.
Poop my
no,
pants.
I don't want to go to the wedding. I can't go now. I just crapped all over myself.
Oh, no, he's going to do it. I'm going
to
do it.
How often have you guys pooped your pants as adults? Ever happened to you?
Once.
Once.
I remember one time.
The
once.
First overnight I had with my wife, pooped my pants.
Oh, no.
Dead serious. I had a little tummy problems. I went to the bathroom to, I thought, just relieve some gas pressure.
That's how it is.
And instead went right down my leg.
Why didn't you sit on the potty?
I didn't think I had to go to the potty. Oh. I thought it was just some gas.
Yeah. It's a disaster. You think
well,
it's
just in case. Like,
well, you know what, Beamer? In hindsight, yeah. that I wouldn't have to run through the woods and dispose of my dirty underwear. But
did you do that?
I did indeed, and I crapped on her bath mat, too. I also threw that in the woods.
But Dumb and Dumber?
But at the, at the very least, you said you felt sick.
I was sick all week.
You felt sick.
I had diarrhea runs all week.
I didn't even feel sick, and it just happened. Now, obviously, we're not talking about a full-on crapping of your pants, but I'm a producer working at a sports radio station, behind the glass, just sitting there doing my job, I think I have to fart, and it just shot out a quick little stream.
What do you do? What did you do? And did you keep working? Did you go to the bathroom? Did you get them to break? Like what?
Luckily, so I'm alone in the room, so I don't have any issue with anyone else smelling it or anything. So
imagine if Paul Keels is in the studio.
You know what? It might have even been after the live show was done.
What were you doing? So you were producing the show?
And I stayed in the room to do some like post editing.
Jerry Kramer on the phone?
Yes, Jerry Kramer was our guest. He was a spring chicken back then, and he was fantastic. So luckily, this was in the days where I actually went to the gym. We had a nice membership to a sparkling brand new YMCA that was across the street. So I would go to work, and then I would go to the gym. I'd shower, and then I would go home. So I had a change of underwear and some gym shorts.
Ooh. So, in a shower so you could wash your anus.
But I had several hours left in the workday, and I had to mysteriously just pop up in my gym clothes. And as I was leaving, and people said, hey, what the hell are you doing in your gym shorts? Oh, you're heading over to the Y later. Just thought I'd get ready.
How did you sashay out of the building, though, without anybody noticing you had soiled yourself?
We didn't have tons of people working there, so I was able to get a line of sight to the men's room. And I had to just hope and pray that when I took my shot at it, that nobody was in the men's room. And that wasn't the case. That wasn't the case when I first popped the door open. I could see 2 feet dangling there from under the one stall that was there.
Oh, no.
I could tell that it was our old engineer, Jim. And I just was like, pretending like I was washing my hands and didn't have to do anything else.
Do a little fake whistling.
So I left, and I just sort of like hung out by the copy machine around the corner, so it didn't look like I was waiting.
With crap in your pants.
Then I saw him leave, and then I made my way in quickly, took the lower half off, bunched. I was wearing jeans and boxers, so I just had to bunch them up. And I just stuffed them into the trash receptacle and cover them with paper towels so that nobody could see. And then I had my basketball shorts on for the last 2 hours of the workday. I looked like an idiot. Yes, it's better than being in crap-filled pants.
Beamer. What's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
I don't know, guys. I haven't done anything. Haven't paid attention to anything in 6 weeks. We'll figure it out on the
off season. All right. Big Buckeye Show with Beamer coming up next. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Beam, you familiar with the Dan Campbell coffee order? You seen this?
It's crazy. Isn't it like the multiple Deuce shots of espresso?
Yeah, he's got the Deuce 20s with 2 shots of espresso in each one. So 40 ounces of black Pike Place coffee and 4 shots of espresso. Whew. How much do you think you'd intake on a day? Like caffeine?
Probably 2 or 3 cups of coffee.
2 or 3 cups?
Yeah.
This, I plugged this in. This says this is about... This could go above 1,400 milligrams of caffeine.
What's in like a Red Bull?
I think a Red Bull has like 120. Monster's 140, 160.
Can a Diet Coke? What do we think?
Probably about that.
Probably not like a Red Bull, is it?
They're probably not that far off if you look at it. Maybe half as much. I really don't know. I think those Alani's, I thought those were going to have like 500 milligrams because people talk those up.
What's that?
Having so much caffeine. I think that one goes closer to 200.
What's that? For like a tall drink.
It's an energy drink.
Can of Diet Coke has 46 milligrams of caffeine.
Okay. So the daily intake for a regular human should be, they don't want it to be over 200 milligrams.
He's chugging about
1,400 in his morning coffees. And this one reporter, Rustin Dodd for The Athletic, tried it and then tried to continue to do his job. The article was basically just Greek by the time he was finished writing it.
Well, I mean, there's two things at play here.
It wasn't really English anymore.
Dan Campbell is a huge man.
Yeah.
Right? He's physically just a huge man, so it's probably going to take more caffeine to activate inside of him.
I went to college with this guy. He's like 5'8", 160 pounds.
You went to college with the writer?
Yes. He used to write for the Royals, right. And so he's nothing.
Dan Campbell is a huge man. And number two, Dan Campbell is a lunatic.
He's psycho.
So there's that.
huge and lunatic.
And has probably been drinking coffee since he was 4 years old.
Exactly.
He needs it or he dies.
Yes. All right, Beamer's up next with the Buckeyes Show. We'll see you on Monday. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident causing slowdown on Harrisburg Pike near Frank Road, and there's about a 5-minute delay due to a crash in the right lane on southbound 270 on the west outer belt between Cemetery Road and Roberts Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.